Rafer.
Yes, Kristen.
We talk a lot about our favorite things on this show.
We sure do.
Sometimes we...
Raindrops on roses.
Oh, sometimes whiskers on kittens. Yeah, we talk a lot. Okay, so today my question is about what is your favorite Tyler Perry?
Of all the Tyler Perrys?
Yes, this is in honor of Alex Cross, the new movie that he's starring in.
Yes.
That's out today, the action movie. So let's just talk about different Tyler Perrys that we love, that we know. Our favorite Tyler Perrys.
I mean, everyone, even if you haven't seen one of his movies, you know him as Medea, the irascible granny in the fat suit.
Tells it like it is.
Yes, a lot of tough love from Medea. That is one of my favorite Tyler Perrys. I will say also that one of my favorite Tyler Perrys is just the idea of Tyler Perry.
That's high on my list too.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just have a lot of respect for him. Although I tend to generally hate his films, I have a lot of respect for him.
Go and play your cards up front. That is our podcast for the day, everybody.
That's enough. Thanks for joining us. But I respect him as a filmmaker. I respect him as a businessman. And mm-hmm. I respect what he's doing, even though I hate having to watch it.
Oh, my God.
I would say that. Generally speaking, I'm saying.
Okay, all right. My favorite Tyler Perry is the Tyler Perry on Oprah's couch. The Tyler Perry who commiserates with Oprah, who talks about his childhood, about his pain, who maybe cries a little bit, and who says, you know, I just want to give voice to that pain. I want to be inspirational. I want to say no one's just good or just bad. And you know what, Oprah? Let's be billionaires together.
Let's.
Let's just do that.
That's a pretty good Tyler Perry. That's a good Tyler Perry.
I love that Tyler Perry. So, you know, obviously we're talking about this because of Alex Cross. And what makes Alex Cross unique is this is a movie where it's a different Tyler Perry.
This is essentially his Hollywood debut. It's really his first major starring role in a movie that he did not write, direct, or produce.
Yeah. And so we have a lot of favorite Tyler Perry things to talk about today. Very different Tyler Perrys over the years. But before we go into all that, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. And this is Movie Date.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
So, Rafer, before we get into some Tyler Perry excitement, shall we go over last week's trivia?
Yes. But tell me again. Last week's trivia was so difficult. Tell me again what it was.
It was really convoluted. And we were doing in honor of hostage movies.
Yes, I remember.
We were talking about Argo last week. So we thought, let's stick with this hostage theme. So our question was, in a famous hostage movie, the following locations are integral to the plot. 59th Street, 51st Street, Grand Central, and 28th Street. We asked you to name the movie, and here's the answer.
Hey, this is Michael Buff from New York City. Answer to your trivia question is about the subway station and the Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
Mike from New York.
Right on. Oh my God.
You totally nailed that. That's right. It's the Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3. Now, each of those locations is a subway stop on the 1, 2, 3 New York subway line. The four hostage takers each board the train at one of the stations at the beginning of the movie, and that sets the story in motion. So, Mike, great job.
One of my favorite movies, and I did not even get this right off when you proposed that as a trivia question. So, good one.
I'm amazed that anyone got that one right. I thought that one was a tough one.
All right, Mike, if you think you're so smart, try this one. We have a Tyler Perry question. Mike, you're never going to get this. All right, TV audiences may know Tyler Perry as the creator of House of Pain and Meet the Browns, but what is his connection to the creator of this television series?
It just seems pretty clear that you still want me.
Ben, seriously, I mean, I'm with Noel now.
Is that why you were all over me a week after you two got together?
Oh, Mike, prove Rafer wrong. Call in with the right answer. Call in. I have faith in Mike.
If you think you know, 5717movies.
Or log on to facebook.com/moviedatepodcast. Even if it's not you, Mike, if it's somebody else out there, prove Rafer wrong. Get this question right.
All right. So now before we get into Tyler Perryville, let's talk briefly about Paranormal Activity 4, this week's other big release.
Mom. It's the new kid from across the street.
I've never met his mom.
He's so creepy.
What is he doing?
Hello?
Kristen, do you want to give us a quick summary of Tyler of Paranormal Activity 4.
It's really hard to summarize.
Yeah.
It's a very complex plot. Much like the other three paranormal movies, we have a haunting that may be going on in a home, and a home that decides to monitor everything on their cameras. In the past, it's been VHS tapes, it's been camcorders, it's been digital cameras.
Home surveillance systems.
Yeah. Now we have a lot of iPhones, iPads.
Laptops,
yes. And what is causing all this haunting? Who cares? Who knows?
Well, there's a little boy who comes into a family's home. His mother is sick. They take him in for a while, and then of course, strange things begin to happen.
Yes, and it does not matter who this boy is. If you haven't seen the other three movies, it doesn't matter.
No, that's true. It doesn't
matter. Just so you know,
none of it. There's not that much continuity. There's some continuity between all these films, but you can pretty much go into almost any of these movies cold, having not seen the other ones, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. So, Rafer, what'd you think?
Well, I liked the first Paranormal Activity. I even liked the second. The third one I felt was getting a little dull, and I felt like they were just really reworking the same old thing. In this installment, I think they did a really wonderful thing, as I was saying earlier on the takeaway today. I think they did a wonderful thing by finally giving us a pretty blonde little teenage heroine. And I was amazed that it took them so long to figure out that this would be a good thing, that viewers would want to see this. And I don't just say this as a dirty old man. She's actually...
You are disgusting, Rafer.
I'm sorry. And you know what? But I would say, to the film's credit, she's never really dressed in sort of the usual skimpy, you know, tight shirt and undies like you usually
see.
No,
she's wearing oversized sweaters.
Yeah. No,
she's wearing boxer shorts.
They don't really ogle her. I mean, she's very pretty, but they don't really ogle her in this movie. But I have to say, her name, the actress is Catherine Newton. She's done some little things here and there, mostly a newcomer. I found her really appealing as kind of the central girl that you kind of, you know.
As did I.
Yeah, and she's, you know, and I think because she's natural, she's kind of funny, she's likable, and so is her almost boyfriend guy next door, a guy named Ben, played by another newcomer named Matt Shively. I hope I'm pronouncing that name right. I found the two of them like pretty endearing in their little, you know, their way they're always Skyping and talking to each other on their smartphones and sort of teasing and flirting and, you know, whispering together. I actually really enjoyed them, and I felt that they were a real breath of fresh air for this series.
Yeah, I liked them a lot too. And I just said this on the takeaway and I'll say it again. Other than that, though, it's not really that fresh. It's not really that new. What you're doing here, it's kind of like going to Disneyland, riding the teacups because you know you love the teacups.
Just because you like being spun around in a circle.
Just because you like to get sick. You know,
it's
if
a
you
cheap
like motion
thrill.
Sickness.
The Paranormal Activity films are a cheap thrill.
Yeah. And you ride those teacups again and again, movie 4, movie 5,
yep.
movie 7.
Yep.
Not because it's new, but you just like the sensation.
I totally
agree.
And
I think it's fine for that.
Yep. I think if you set the bar low, you'll have a pretty good time. It's fun. There's a few good scares, you know. Whatever.
Oh, what a great review, Rafer. Yeah. If you set the bar low, it'll be fine.
Well, there you go. All right, so let's get to the meat of the matter, Kristen.
Ooh.
And let's talk about Alex Cross.
Dr. Cross, you're taking this personally.
Yeah, about as personal as you took running out of that building with your tail tucked between your legs.
That job I can finish on another day.
But failure has to be difficult for a guy like you. So how did you punish yourself? Was it wire under your fingernails?
Ooh, that's very creepy.
Yeah.
That is very creepy.
All right, so...
That is Matthew Fox, by the way,
yeah,
with Tyler
that's right.
Perry.
That's right. Yeah. Matthew Fox of ABC's Lost. So kind of the first time I've really seen him since ABC's Lost, actually. A quick summary on this Tyler Perry film. This is Tyler Perry taking over from Morgan Freeman. So remember, Morgan Freeman used to play Alex Cross in Along
Kiss
Came a Spider,
Girl.
And Kiss the Girls. It's a little tough to keep track. I think this is perhaps a prequel. A little tough to say what's going on storyline wise. He's basically a detective / psychologist. And in this film, his newest, what would you call it, arch enemy is Matthew Fox as Picasso, kind of an all-purpose assassin who seems to pick on prostitutes, businessmen, people's wives, hitmen, kind of just anybody. He shoots, he stabs, he tortures.
He does it for fun.
He does it all.
He's a vicious killer. Yeah.
He's smart, but he's insane. He giggles a lot. He, without giving too much away, he hits Alex Cross very close to home, and then suddenly things get personal.
That's a good way to put it.
All right.
Hits him close to home.
Yes.
And something that should be said about Alex Cross, if you don't know him, if you haven't seen any of these other movies, he's the kind of guy, and they actually say this in the movie, he's the kind of guy that from 50 yards away, he can tell what you had for breakfast.
That's right. That's
he doesn't
right.
even need clues, and he already knows the answer.
That's right.
He does not need clues. He just knows.
He sees his wife and tells her everything she's done that day, you know, what perfume she's wearing, you know, what kind of gum she's been chewing, and, you know.
He knows what she had on the way home in her car.
That's right.
He knows everything.
Little hand sanitizer she's been using, everything.
Yes.
And yet. I'll save some of that for later. Kristen, here's one of my questions. Again, I think you're the perfect person to ask this question of. I have seen seven Tyler Perry movies. Most people, I think, will not have seen even one. He's got a mostly black audience. I think if you are your average Hollywood non African American moviegoer, for you out there, this is probably going to be the first time you would even consider going to a Tyler Perry movie. This is kind of his Hollywood debut. You've never seen any Tyler Perry movies before this movie, Kristen.
That is correct.
What were you kind of expecting? What did you know of Tyler Perry, and what were you expecting to see on screen?
Well, I knew Tyler Perry on Oprah's Couch, great entrepreneur, really able to talk about his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I also knew clips from his TV shows.
Oh, okay.
Meet the Browns, House of Pain. I don't like those shows.
Okay.
I really don't like them at all.
All right.
Like the sophistication level of Lenny and Squiggy and the audience clapping at everything.
Right.
Things aren't really actually very funny. These jokes are recycled. And
right.
You know, I don't actually like the style of those shows.
Okay.
And so I went into this movie just thinking, who knows what's going to happen? He's starring in it. He didn't create it.
Right.
Who knows? But I really enjoyed him.
You enjoyed Tyler Perry?
I enjoyed Tyler Perry in this movie.
Oh, wow.
I thought
okay.
he was a loving, nurturing husband.
Uh-huh.
I thought that he really was out for justice.
Okay.
And I loved his buddy-buddy relationship with his cop partner, played by Edward Burns.
Edward Burns, yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of stuff in this movie that's not perfect, okay? There are
okay.
a lot of problems in this movie.
Yeah, okay.
For example, you know, much like Scooby-Doo,
mm-hmm.
the good guys are good, the bad guys are bad. There aren't a lot of reasons why the good guys are good and the bad guys are bad.
Yeah.
And the villains always, for no reason, just because you're in the same room as them, feel compelled to tell you all of their motivations for being villains.
Okay.
Well, kids, you're awfully sneaky, but let me tell you, the real reason I committed this crime was, yeah, he kind of, you know, this is the situation you're in for.
Yeah,
in this
okay,
movie.
Okay. But I'm interested in the idea that you liked the Tyler Perry persona, because I found him just unbearable in this film.
Really?
I just thought he was just a clumsy, stumbling, lumbering screen presence, just kind of crashing
what
through
this
movie.
What did you expect for him to be? Medea, show up and drag me like,
well,
listen here, sonny.
Now you
I'm
listen, you all-purpose assassin.
I'm going to beat you all the way to next week. Is that what you thought he was going to do? Really?
No, but I mean, again, having seen so many of his movies, I
so many.
I know that he does have a certain likability, and there are these little moments, these little glimmers, especially when he's in kind of just a natural situation. Like there's the scene with his wife, played by Carmen Ejogo from Sparkle. There's a scene where where the two of them are just at a table having a drink, kind of, you know, later at night at a restaurant, and he seems very natural. He's likable. He cracks a little one-liner here and there. His chemistry with her is believable. But you get these little glimmers of him being convincing, But, you know, when he's on the phone snarling at Picasso saying things like, I'm going to hunt you down like a rabid dog, I just felt like the film just not only is the dialogue in this movie so wretched, but I just felt that Tyler Perry just couldn't deliver it. And I think also part of it is he's working under the shadow of Morgan Freeman, who is such a calm, sort of cat-like, coolly intelligent Alex Cross, and this guy is just a slob. He's just bumbling around.
Come on.
I will repeat to you my favorite moment in this film which comes very early, that just summed up the idiocy of this movie, where his profile, he's looking at the body of a corpse whose fingers have been cut off, a prostitute whose fingers have been cut off, and he says, here's his profile. He wants to make somebody hurt. I don't know who. Maybe his mother? And I just thought, you know, the guy that sold me my donut this morning could have told me that, could have given me that psychological profile of our killer. And I just thought this movie was terrible from start to finish.
What
I thought
of...
Matthew Fox was terrible. Matthew Fox as Picasso, horrible.
So enjoyable. Okay. What did you go in expecting?
I went in expecting at least a coherent narrative.
Okay, first of all, your expectations are too high.
You think my expectations are already too high. Okay.
I think you have to go in like we did with Paranormal. Just like, if you set the bar low, you're going to have a great time at this movie.
Oh, my bar was low for this movie. My bar was already low for this movie. And this movie, I think, ran into that bar at about groin level and fell over it. This movie just flails around like a concussion victim for the entire 90 minutes. It was painful for me to watch. I thought this was one of the worst films I have seen in years.
No. Okay.
Yes.
No, you have to go in with the bar low. And here's something else you have to go in thinking. This is a comedy.
Well.
Because, you know, Tyler Perry's known for his comedic work. So if you just go in thinking this is a Tyler Perry comedy, you're going to have an awesome time.
Oh, God, I really disagree.
It's going to be great. You're going to have a good, you're going to laugh. You're going to not.
Well, the audience certainly laughed.
Oh,
that's for
sure.
The
audience laughed and laughed.
At all the most dramatic moments, I heard the audience hooting with laughter. I mean, God, do you remember the scene where there's an explosion and the bodies go flying and they look like stuffed dummies? They fly through the air like rag dolls. People started laughing. Even the direction in this film is horrible.
Again, comedy. Comedy.
Oh,
if you
boy,
just look
Kristen.
At it as a comedy. And you know what?
I'm not buying that argument.
Okay, I was laughing. The audience was laughing. You did not let yourself feel the joy. If you would have felt the joy, you would have been laughing too. But instead, and this was very unprofessional of you as a professional critic, you were booing.
I did. It's true. I'm sorry. It came out of me like a belch. It was involuntary. I booed. I practically clapped my hand over my mouth after I booed. But it was an involuntary reflex. It's the first time I've openly booed a film at a screening. I couldn't help it. The ending of that film is so atrociously idiotic and dumb.
If you like Scooby Doo, you'll love Alex Cross.
If you like Scooby Doo, I think you'll be sorely disappointed.
No,
Alex Cross.
God, Rafer. Okay.
All right.
You know what?
So I would say an abysmal year wrecking date. You would say what? Decent date?
I think you and your date are going to have a great time at this movie, especially if afterward you go have some margaritas at Chevy's, then go see Paranormal Activity 4. Oh, look, that's our whole Tuesday night.
Oh, that's what we did, actually. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, have some margaritas, have a good time, and you know what? Don't set those expectations high.
Okay, well,
just go in and laugh a little bit. Laugh, love.
Okay.
I'm sure Tyler Perry would say, just laugh and just love.
I'm shocked by this, Kristen. All right. So let's end this. We'll restate our trivia question for you, Mike. TV audiences. I'm just picking on Mike. I don't know why I'm picking on you, Mike. There's no reason for it. TV audiences may know Tyler Perry as the creator of House of Pain and Meet the Browns, but what is his connection to the creator of this TV series? If you know the answer, 5717 movies.
It just seems pretty clear that you still want me.
Ben, seriously, I mean, I'm with Noel now.
Is that why you were all over me a week after you two got together?
It's easy to make a decision when your head is clear.
men.